Hi, is this Susan?
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much for answering, Susan. I've been calling for a very long time now. How are you?
I am fine, but there is no record of anybody calling on
okay.
my phone. I looked.
Okay, this is weird. I've been calling you from the same number, and this is the third time that I tried calling you because you were sitting on our website with a concern. By the way, my name is Samantha, and I'm from the compliance team. I believe you were requesting a refund, so I wanted to hear that out and see how things would go moving forward. So what seems to be the issue?
I just got a copy of another illustration after 2 months, supposedly being the boy's character in my book named Pedro. And the boy has long hair, eyelashes, and boobs.
Okay.
I don't think that's a boy, a 10-year-old boy.
It's a male character, and that's what we are doing.
Well, the picture I got is definitely a female, and there's a female that's not 10 years old.
Oh, my God.
And it has boobs, so it's a girl.
And you didn't ask for something like that, right?
No. I sent detailed inscriptions. I sent a shot of the cover that I did that was really not adequate enough, which is why I was having somebody do it re-over, where it's a little boy standing with hair and big blue glasses and a big smile on his face. This is a girl.
Exactly. I am actually looking at your project, and I only see a girl. All three descriptions or illustrations that were sent to you were for a girl.
Yes, a redheaded girl in vintage clothes. I got that. I said they were fine, that I just wanted a more ginger-colored hair, not the one that is looks dyed. She's a real natural type girl.
I'm a little confused. Are we working with a male character or are we working with a female character?
It's a two characters.
Okay.
It's a book about two kids that run. If you looked at all of the stuff I have sent, there is no way to misunderstand.
Okay. Let me place you on a brief hold. Let me read through, and maybe then we'll be on the same page, okay? I don't want you to keep repeating yourself, and I understand that you're frustrated. So I'm not going to take a lot of your time. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
All right. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Go through. There's a book cover. There was a man that Don... If you're looking at the email thing from Raphael, the trail, Don, somebody who was a designer, contacted me a month later and said he didn't have any information, so I forwarded everything to him, including my previous book covers. I included book covers that I caught leads to off the internet of designs that I like. These are supposed to be two kids with talking animals running through the New York City streets.
Okay. All right, I got that. Let me go ahead and pull this up. Just give me a brief moment. I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for staying online, Susan. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for patiently holding. I have pulled up the manuscript that you sent in along with the character description, and this is pretty much descriptive. I'm not sure what the issue is. And we are just on the stage where we are creating the characters of Pedro and Sophia for the book cover. Am I right?
Yeah. Did you look at what I had for a book cover and the suggestions that I sent to you, the other ones that were more modern that I liked?
Not that. I could only get my hands on the character description, the book cover design brief.
Yeah, well, did you look at the... Did you look at the last character description called Pedro's Hispanic Scholarship Student?
Yes, I saw that, and it's pretty much clear to me. Let me ask you this. What was
Pedro is not a girl with boobs. That is not a boy.
I understand that.
Boys don't wear their hair down to the waist.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what I'm saying, that this shouldn't be difficult. What I'm trying to ask is that what exactly is the concept for your book cover? Why are we creating these two characters?
They are to be on the cover. They are to be running down the streets of New York City, not standing and staring, and they are to have the city background and look like they're excited running down the streets.
Gotcha. Okay, that was your initial.
And I made that perfectly. I gave that perfectly clear, and I sent over the and which I have the original message from the chat where we talked about what it should look like, and we went over different designs, and the girl on the chat said, and I think it was Haley, said, do you like this one, and sent me things, and I wrote back, and I said, I did, and then I sent back when on the app that I was supposed to go in to do all this, and it would never hook up, which is why we were doing it by email. And it was because it wasn't uploaded to the latest version. And then I called the company that is through Teamwork, I believe it is, and they updated it, and it did work, but they said stay on the email. So there's been a misconnect from the very beginning.
Got you. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. This shouldn't be the case at all because it's pretty simple. Now, I'm actually reading the character description of Pedro here. It says that BFF and co-conspirator, central character of Mexican descent, Sophia's best friend and only confidant. Also, JSCA Academy, minority of Brown and scholarship, lives in building next door to Sophia, and they can talk across the fire escape. His parents are housekeepers, cook and gardener, handyman on Long Island State, only home from Saturday morning and leave on Sunday evening. Can you please specify which document has the physical characteristics of Pedro and Sophia?
Not off the top of my head, but what sex is the name Pedro? It's a boy, a 10-year-old boy. I sent what my cover was where it is clearly that he is a 10-year-old boy. He's on little short shorts in a school uniform with a little tie.
Cover. Okay, here's the thing, Susan. I know that you faced a lot of hassle and difficulties working with the current team. So forget about all that. Write down my email. You just need to send me two things, and I'm going to have this done for you within 4 working days, no longer than that. If I don't do that, I will process your refund. That sounds like
all
a good
right.
deal? Okay.
That sounds
please
fair.
Please write down my email.
Okay.
Okay, that's going to be Samantha.Hayes.
Okay.
Let me spell that
just
out for you
here.
Phonetically. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I got Samantha now. That's spelled traditionally, right?
Yes, that is correct. S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A dot
Yeah,
Hayes.
That's what I...
H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra.
Hayes.
Yes.
Okay, got that.
At penguinbookwriters.com. All you need to send me is the initial reference, the book cover reference that you're talking about, that, along with physical characteristics of Sophia and Pedro. That's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So it's Friday.
I can do that
today.
Right off. I have them all. I can get that to you today.
Perfect, perfect. If you send that to me today, I will assign this task to my own personal team. And today's Friday. So we are looking at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All right? So by Thursday.
That's, I mean, if you get it to me by next Friday, that's fine. But, you know.
Perfect. Perfect. That sounds great. We're going to talk again on next Friday after I send you the book cover. Okay?
Okay. Right. Thank you very much.
No worries at all. And to be very honest, Susan, I'm accepting the mess that was created, and it wasn't necessary. It's a small thing, and it could have been done in a more simpler way. It's a lag back from the team. So I truly apologize for that.
All right. Thank you very much. I
Thank
appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.